Ryan's Roses after 7. Let's go, Sissany. What do you have this morning in the headlines?
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, Hurricane Lala was downgraded to a tropical storm, but it still disrupted travel to Hawaii this weekend, and airlines are still catching up. A vandalized fiber line caused service issues for some AT&T customers in the Reseda area yesterday, a week after Verizon customers had similar issues. The FDA has given its highest risk warning to a recall involving nearly 19 million eggs over salmonella concerns after 98 people in 17 states got sick. And Hayden Panettiere, known for her roles on shows like Heroes and Nashville, has died at 36 years old. Now, a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From this Toyota Dealer Traffic Center,
we make it easy.
You know, the Inland Empire has a lot of little, like, hiccups here and there. I feel like the worst crash might be along the 60 East at Ramona Avenue, where they are saying that it's at least two cars. Middle lanes are blocked. But everything else, kind of these ticky-tack things, like this 15 South at Sierra Avenue, even though it's just a stall, it's still here. And that could obstruct the drive just a little bit. Most of Orange County is still really good, really quiet. I mean, we know that we have, you know, some hiccups here and there, but some of those things have cleared. So just the volume that is building, the normal volume that we get at this hour. 210 West, right at about that, I'm going to go with, wow, the 210 westbound side, right when you get into Pasadena at about Lake Avenue. It was some kind of debris that got dropped in the middle lanes. And that is one of those spots where they could stop lanes to clear it. 605 South at Washington Boulevard. There's more debris here. Now they're saying it's popping in and out of the middle lanes. And yeah, a little touch and go. And this report is sponsored by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Vons and Albertsons for savings on family favorites this week. Chobani Greek yogurt, 4.5 to 6.7 ounces. Select varieties are $1 each. Limit 30 and a 1 pound package of strawberries is $1.99 with digital coupon on Vons or Albertsons.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are going to be in the mid-80s in Long Beach today. Glendale, a high of 88, and right now it's 65 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Somber.
Hello, L.A. It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
L.A.'s number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine, I'm trying to be your man till the end of time.
Truth. There's nothing I won't do. I'd
Kiss FM. Bruno Mars, Seacrest with you. Our intern Bella from USC took it upon herself to do my astrological chart on the CoStar app.
I did.
Imagine that assignment. Did you learn something?
I did.
The CoStar app. I have to turn my notifications on. It's notifying me all the time that my star is doing
you
something.
Have to turn the notifications right?
It's like,
off.
CoStar. I'm like, stop. Hang on.
Temperature, cause to me she's 0 degrees. She cold, overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas. Now she's my Miss America. Now can I be her soldier, please? I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Don't it look like baby Cupid sending arrows from above? Don't you ever leave the side of me. Indefinitely, not probably, and honestly, I'm down like the economy. Yeah.
LA's number one hit music station. It's Seacrest with you. Ryan's Rose is coming at 7:40. She's in a rabbit hole. She's investigating him, and she can't do it anymore. She wants us to find out if he's cheating. That's at 7:40 this morning. $500 in back-to-school cash in a second. So our intern Bella from USC wants to be Olivia Rodrigo's publicist. That's what she wants to do. That's the dream.
That is the dream.
And I think that's a great dream. So she's studying that at USC now. Downtown, and you took it upon yourself to do an astrological assignment. We were talking about the astrological, what do you call it, the app, CoStar? What's the name? What's the category?
CoStar.
But astrological category,
like
is that
Zodiac,
what it is?
Zodiac, horoscope.
Yeah, horoscope. And so I've been trying to get Sissy and Tanya into this for years.
Really? Yeah. Been trying to
finally,
break
you're starting to pay attention mm-hmm. to these things.
Star never signs, have, not
birth,
once.
Birth date, what time were you born, all that.
Uh-huh.
So what did you investigate? Bella.
So you have your like full placement on the app, but I wanted to go over your big three, which are your sun, your moon, and your ascendant, or also known as your rising signs.
Okay, so I'm just starting on the field here.
Yes.
I just thought you needed to know, as a Capricorn, what your day is going to be like. I have to follow three other things.
Mm-hmm. There's so many levels to it and layers, but basically, like, the big three are just, like, a deeper understanding of you as a person. So your first one is your sun, the main one that people focus on, that represents your inner self. So as a Capricorn, you're realistic, strong-willed, and you, like, focus on getting things done.
Amen.
Yeah.
Your moon is your emotional self, which is also an earth sign in Taurus. So that can make you sweet, calming, romantic, loyal.
Obviously.
But similar to your Capricorn sign, you also like to stay grounded, like to protect yourself.
Oh, yes.
And then you also emotionally regulate with routine and familiarity.
Is you.
Well, boot camp. That's what she said. She just read my three or four astrological things. Wow.
And then your rising sign. So this is how you present yourself to others. It's more so of your outer self. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh. So it's not an earth sign. It's a water sign in Pisces. So
you have lost me with all of the scientific garb.
So Pisces are more emotional since they're a water
Ruby
sign.
To stop mumbling over there? Yeah, she's you're low talking, your baritone mumbling.
She's
I can't
talking
hear.
To a caller right now.
Well, anyway. All right. So can we just go back for a second? Forget about my whatever the last thing was. I like the other things you said because I want to be, if I'm that person, great. If I'm not that person, I still want to be that person. I want to be romantic.
You
I
are.
I want to be all the other things that you said, reliable and focused.
Loyal.
And loyal. I want to be all that. So maybe the benefit of following your astrological sign is to make you a better
right.
you.
You almost manifest
like
it.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're not that yet, they kind of tell you what you want to be, so you are trying to be that every day.
And the things that are negative, you try to avoid.
Yes, yes.
I don't even listen to the negative.
Yeah, so that might come out with your Pisces sign. Like they're more emotional. They are tend to be more open-hearted and minded. But since that's like they avoid harsh reality, so you might seek partners that are practical and realistic. So there's a bit duality here.
My Pisces sign, does that mean somebody who is a Pisces?
No. So that's your rising sign. That's how you present yourself.
That means
to
it's
others.
You.
You have to understand.
Pisces are wonderful.
Yeah,
badge
I'm a Pisces.
Badge of honor.
My dad's a Pisces.
My husband's a Pisces.
Okay. I'm going to read the app, okay?
Yes, it's
Thank
on
you
the app.
For the deep dive. This is why I didn't get into it earlier. It's too confusing. Coming up, $500 in back to school cash.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
It's FM.
Beat her. Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
No nightmare when you can still see the light. Can't find me. I'm not in the city tonight. I like your playlist, boy. Turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. Ain't taking nothing tonight, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line. Hold me like the pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand, yeah. Summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out, it's my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. And never ending midnight sun. Never ending midnight sun. Connected, I'm so in touch with it all.
like the pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand. Yeah, summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out is my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. Shh. Never ending midnight sun. Never ending midnight sun. Never ending midnight sun. Never ending midnight sun.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. This is how mornings should sound.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
$500 in back to school cash right now for caller 102. It's 800-520-1027 at Kiss. Thanks to Ford, you can win that.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We take your shoes off.
Baby, I had a really great time. I really loved the conversation and that your car self-drives. The pineapple air freshener is my favorite kind. Well, this is me, but if you have time, do you want the house tour? I could take you to the first, second, third floor. And I promise, none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to come inside. Baby, what's mine is now yours. The couch is really comfy, comfy. Got some chips, ahoy if you're hungry, hungry. So love me, love me, love me. I'm just so proud of my design.
Let's dim the lights.
Do you want the house door? I could take you to the first, second, third floor. And I promise none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to come inside, but never enter through the back door. House door. Yeah, I spent a little fortune on the rocks floors. We can be a little reckless cause it's insured. I'm too strict to be your hot door guide. Baby, what's mine is now.
Across the sky, baby, you're a fire.
freeway update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So here are the things that are starting to pop up for your drive. We know that the 14 South is the busy spot, but on that northbound side, we got reports right about Crown Valley Road that there is a crash in lanes. I don't have any more details than that. It's just something that the CHP is talking about. The La Cienega Boulevard on-ramp to the 10 West, that is always a busy spot. So they're saying between La Cienega and Venice Boulevard, that's where we have a fire. The fire is kind of developing into something fairly serious. So that will be a bit of a distraction for anybody trying to get off the freeway or even get on the freeway for that matter. So you have to be careful. Let me just look at your drive. I feel like the Cajon Pass has been one of those fairly busy spots. I don't see anything in lanes anymore anyway. And now there's some chatter about this 215 southbound side of a Columbia Avenue where the cement mixer conked out, partially sticking out in the right lane, and 405 southbound side of Bolsa Chica Road. So this is the first major incident that we've had in lanes. It's a couple of cars and it looks like everything now over to the right shoulder. This report is sponsored by Blizzard Double Flip Deal at Dairy Queen. The only thing better than grabbing a Blizzard treat on a warm, sunny day would be snagging a second one for just 99 cents with the Blizzard Double Flip Deal. It's buy one Blizzard treat, get another one for just 99 cents only when you order at the DQ app. DQ, happy tastes good for limited time at participating U.S. locations. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It is going to be nice today along the coast. Santa Monica, a high of 78. Northridge, warm for you. Inland, a high of 95. And right now, it is 66 in Hollywood.
Let's do this!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the
here. We're about to launch into the Ryan's Roses, where she says a woman showed up in my suggested follows on Instagram more than once, so I investigated her, and that is the problem. Coming up out of Venice in a few minutes. Now, Kim is on the line. 1-800-520-1027. So Kim in Anaheim. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
You are skipping your son's first birthday party. And your family's pushing back.
No, 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 no.
Oh.
No, that's not what's happening. That makes me sound like a bad parent.
Well, that's what they told me. I just met you. I'm reading it up on the screen. I don't know.
I have a lot of thoughts on this. Go on.
Yeah, okay. I do too. So my son is turning one, and I decided I don't want to throw a big first birthday party. Like, he's one. You know, he's not going to remember it. I still want to celebrate his birthday, but instead my husband and I booked a really nice hotel for the weekend. We're going to take some pictures, you know, get him his first birthday cake, all that. And then we want to drop him off with grandma and just like have a weekend away to celebrate our first anniversary of being parents.
That's true.
I don't think that's that. Yeah. So I don't know. My mom is really upset about the whole thing. And she's saying that we're supposed to celebrate with family and friends and like, make a big deal about it. You know, this is never going to happen again. And, you know, my mom even offered to help pay for the party, but like, I just don't want one. So yeah, I just feel like I'm in a pickle. Like, what do you think? Am I being selfish?
The question is it selfish or practical? Or are you, I mean, maybe you don't have to listen to what other people want. It is maybe what you want mm-hmm. as a parent. 100%. Maybe that's protecting your
Yeah, honestly, I'm a parent.
It could be protecting the heat in your relationship by going out and creating another one for another party.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's true. Just knock it out, girl.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I can understand that if you broadcast this like you are, that people are going to come down on you. But if it's what you want, you're right. The baby's going to be asleep by 7:20 anyway and not remember a thing.
I know.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead, Sissany.
I threw a big party for Savannah, which, by the way, today is her birthday. She's turning five
Happy
today.
Happy birthday. What?
She's turning five
That's
today.
Crazy.
I know. Yeah. So I threw a Savannah-cella, big. I planned it for weeks.
Massive.
Okay. My baby was the smiliest baby ever. I'm like, oh, these pictures are going to be so incredible. The video, the whatnot. She got the most atrocious
diarrhea.
Flu. No. She got a gnarly flu morning
of. Oh, my gosh.
And she was so sick for the party. That, I mean, there's not one picture of her smiling, I think, the entire party. And I look back, and I'm like, wow, what a waste of money.
One year old, she's not going to remember her
smiling. That's what
smiling
I'm saying.
Anyway.
So, like,
more for the parents, I think.
It's totally for the parents. It's your one-year anniversary of surviving the first year of parenting. Do whatever you want to do at this point.
Yeah, I think you don't let other people judge you on it. And if it's what you want, it's probably smart. This is probably what other people want to do anyway. They're just not saying it.
Totally.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds. We still get a party, and then I get a little vacay.
Let me know how it goes, because if I ever have one, I might do this 1 through 10 birthdays. Sounds fun. All right, thank you very much.
Or like every other, only even numbers.
You take care. All right. She's keeping the relationship a priority with her husband. I like it. I like that part.
It is.
Up next, Ryan's Roses, Gracie Abrams.
102.7 KISS FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that you know you
I wanna kiss your eyes, I wanna drink that smile. freeway update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I do feel like this is one of our more serious crashes on the 57 North at Imperial Highway, because both of the cars that were involved in this crash are now facing the wrong way. They're still sitting in those two right lanes, maybe even the three right lanes, and that is already a fairly tough spot. Southbound side, we have some crowding as well. 91 East at about Yorba Linda Boulevard. What is happening here? Oh, the car lost control, landed on its roof. Yikes. And so the couple of those left lanes are now blocked. We told you earlier that the 405 southbound side of Bolsa Chica Road, we had something in lanes that has since cleared, but it's still kind of a tough drive here. And then heading into Fountain Valley, slight improvement. The Fountain Valley School District starts next week. Lucky people, right? And so because of that, we're not seeing too much in terms of delays there. 10 West at Monte Vista Avenue. Let's see. I believe just the off-ramp is now taken up. But the thing is, the light is bust here, and so a whole bunch of people are just kind of scooting by and going around it, or just running that light. And so it's hard because since it's not working, a lot of people are just waiting there, backing up onto the main lanes. And 5 southbound side at Lyons Avenue, we have somebody with a flat tire. They're out of the lanes changing it, but it does look like it is going to be a little bit busy here, okay? This report is sponsored by VisitLasVegas.com. Summer may be winding down, but Las Vegas isn't. Sun-soaked pool days, electric nights, world-class shows, and unbeatable deals. Nowhere else packs this much summer into so little time. Plan your end-of-summer escape. VisitLasVegas.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. We are warming up today. Riverside, a high of 97. West Covina, a high of 93. Right now, it is 67 in Hollywood.
All right, Sisney, thank you. We got Gracie Abram tickets for Caller 102. And we're two songs away from Ryan's Roses. Here's Ariana Grande on KISS. KISS FM. Ryan's Roses is up next. It's coming out of Venice. Her name is Savannah. She saw a woman showing up on her suggested follows on Instagram more than once. She went deep and she found out stuff she didn't like. Next.
I know that the bar closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven. I know why he wrote them, now that you're standing right here. Oh, one night I was bored in bed and stalked you on the internet. It's feminine intuition, 'cause I always had a vision of us standing like this. All pressed up in the bathroom line, you looking like an angel on the walls on her side. The most alive I've ever been. But kiss me and I'll like drop dead. And I feel like I might throw up. Left hook, right punch to the gut. If she looks so pretty, boy, I'm paranoid. I made you up. Yeah, I'd love it if you walked me home. If you promise we can go real slow, 'cause I got chewing gum and a bunch of stuff I'd like to know. Like, have you ever been to Japan or taken that Eurostar to France? I've been dropping hints all night that I'd love if you held my hand. Hop in, and then maybe we could make out. Close off and fall to the ground. Let's go steady, let's go out. You can tell the whole damn world how I'm running.
FM, it's time for Ryan's Roses. Here we go. Disney, Ryan, Tanya, woman showed up in my suggested follows a lot. I investigated. She and my husband follow each other. It looks like she was in Miami the same weekend he was in Miami. Savannah is her name. Savannah, good morning. What did you find out after you discovered that they were both in Miami together? Anything else?
Well, the reason you know why I thought this, is because she kept popping up in my suggested follows, which was so weird. But I didn't find any evidence of more than just my husband following her on Instagram and her following him. There's that. But also, she had posted a picture from South Beach on Saturday afternoon in Miami. And that's when my husband texted me that he was with his brother and they were just grabbing lunch. And I knew that he was in South Beach too. So the following and then being in the same place at the same time is what has me thinking something is not right and has my gut telling me something is going on.
I will not argue a gut.
Yeah, you got to follow that.
You know, somebody smart once said, what people tell you first is the truth. Believe that. even if they go back on it. Like what they say first, you know, if they say it and then they go back on it, they really are just going back on it because of peer pressure.
Interesting.
What they believe is what they said the first time. Mm-hmm. Your gut is speaking this. We're not going to go any further with the questions. I get it. Do they work together or anything?
I couldn't even find out if she had a job. All I see is bikinis, beaches, alcohol.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah. It's Kiss FM.
The morning light is turning blue. The feeling is bizarre. The night is almost over. I still don't know where you are.
The shadows, yeah, they keep me pretty like a movie star. The daylight makes me feel like Dracula.
What's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. Never leave this floor. Got my knee to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear. The slow whip stain on the wind. Bass is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I might
seven is Kiss FM. We're into the Ryan's Roses call right now. We've got Savannah on the line. How long have you been married, Savannah, to him?
4 years.
Okay. She thinks that he's having an affair. She discovered this woman that shows up in the suggested follows on Instagram a lot was with him at the same time in Miami. And she says this hard, sharp, deliberate gut feeling that something weird is going on. The Instagram thing, then they're in the same place on a weekend in Miami. It's not good. What's her name?
It's Marisol.
Marisol. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to offer your husband roses. I'm going to be quiet. Tanya will be quiet. Sisney's going to take over. We want to find out who he's thinking about. Like, who's the first person that pops into his mind for free romantic roses? Marisol or you, Savannah, or somebody else? That's what we're going to do. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call. And then his name. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call my husband.
All right, here we go. Be very quiet. Sisney will drive this. Let's see who he's sending romantic roses to. Ryan's Roses on Kiss FM. Here it is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yeah, sorry, who is this?
Hi, Aaron. My name is Jill. I'm calling from Beach Buds. We're a flower shop here locally, and we deliver and surrounding areas as well. I'm calling because we're doing a promotion. It's a free dozen roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like.
Yeah. How'd you get my number?
You may have purchased something online in the past 18 months and selected to receive promotional offers. That's how we get our list in our database.
Okay. Can you take me off the database?
I can, but is there anybody you want to send free flowers to? Like I said, I don't need cash from you. I don't need credit card info. This is not a subscription. It's just a promotion that we do here locally in the community.
Uh-huh. And what's the catch?
There's no catch. Just like if you like our arrangements, tell friends and family about us. Come back as a customer one day.
Okay. So like I don't have to give you my credit card?
No.
At all?
No okay. info from well, you. So you. We can just start with me. The name of the person you want to send them to in a note. And if you feel more comfortable coming in and picking them up yourself, we can do that as well.
No, yeah, sure. You can, yeah, let's do it.
Sweet. Who do you want to send them to?
I send them to my wife. I think she'd like it.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Savannah.
Okay, and what do you want to put on the card for Savannah?
Beautiful flowers on a beautiful day for a beautiful wife.
Nice.
This guy.
Do you need her address or?
Aaron.
Yes.
Oh. Your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I have your wife, your beautiful wife, Savannah, on the line, who's going to get the beautiful flowers on a beautiful day. So thank you very much for thinking of her. I'm sure she feels good. Savannah, how'd that feel to hear him thinking of you?
It felt good, but it still doesn't tell us who this Marisol girl is.
Marisol?
Who's Marisol? Yeah, who is Marisol?
Yeah, who is Marisol?
Well, the thing is, she's the one that shows up on your Instagram and the one that you were in Miami with. Oh. And your wife would like to know what's going on with you and Marisol.
You follow her 100%, and now she's showing up in my suggested follows. And she was in Miami okay. at the same time you were,
which is so weird
because you said you were going there with your brother.
So what's the story, Aaron?
I follow a lot of people on Instagram. I don't know who
Why was
Marisol
she in Miami
is.
Then? Why was she at the beach with you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, baby. I went to Miami with Ricky. You know that. I showed you pictures. I sent you pictures.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she wasn't there, too. Who is she?
Did you?
And how do you know her? Oh,
I have no idea. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Then why are you following her? You can't say I have no idea who she is. And I'm looking at Instagram right now.
Yes.
You're following her.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because she's hot and I'm a guy. I don't know what to tell you.
Aaron,
because
She follows you too, babe.
Okay, listen, we're no expert here. But the first descriptive you want to use about this woman when you're challenged about an affair with her is that she's hot. Bro, that does not add to your credibility.
No.
Come on, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that is not a good thing to say. And even
would,
if I don't want to see her, bro, and even if she is, you don't say that. If you think it, you don't say that when your wife's on the phone asking you about infidelity.
Not even if your wife's on the phone, you don't say that.
You don't hide it.
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay.
Thank you all. Like, that does not make me feel good at all.
We're going to let you go, but I think that there's more here. There's more here, Savannah. Aaron, yeah. I'm going to take you off.
He's
there's
lying.
There's nothing here, baby. There's I'm going to call you after this. You're wasting this.
Okay, there.
Thank you.
You don't say, boy, she's hot. What is he thinking?
Here's the thing.
Like, he
I
couldn't
actually
help himself.
Kind of believe
You
I just think
who,
he's
him?
That, like, naive and dumb.
He just thinks she's hot and he's not having... But she's
I kind of believe him. I'm not saying it's great
she's
behavior.
She's a suggested follow. They're in Miami. And he said to us she's hot? You don't think that's bad?
I don't think it's bad. But
Tanya,
I believe him.
And say something to Sissany now.
Yeah, Sissany Michael did not say she's hot. But I would still believe him.
Hold on. Some of the Wild Animal Kingdom is responding. They just sent some TikToks.
Yes.
Ryan's Rose's Kiss.
Never wanna part my heart up about it. Swimming.